coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg, and our very special guest on this edition is the outgoing President and Chief Executive Officer of Standardbred Canada, Ted Smith. We're going to talk to Ted about his years of service to this industry, the programs that he helped put in place that have set us on a path for the future, that and so much more on this edition of Trot Radio. It is a real pleasure to have with me on the other end of my line somebody whom I've had the pleasure of calling, well, I guess I'd call him boss for the past year since Trot Radio's been on the air. He is, after 34 years of being in this industry, most recently, of course, as president and CEO of Standardbred Canada, Mr. Ted Smith, retiring now, but not retiring to anything. Isn't that right, Ted?
Nothing on the horizon at the moment, Norm.
But I have a feeling there will be. I can't see you retiring to nothing.
Oh, no. My wife and I built a new home and a barn and some paddocks on 10.5 acres just outside of Rockwood, Ontario. And no horses there at the moment, but we'll eventually have a few horses, and we'll look after that end of it. And we want to travel down some of those roads we've never had time to travel down before, and we want to go to some of those destinations that we've dreamt about, and we will make sure that we do that. So there'll be a long list of things to do.
You've initiated a lot of innovative programs. Looking back on it, what would you say is the one or ones that perhaps have set the best course for the future, given all the challenges we're facing?
Well, Norm, first of all, I'd like to go back. I actually started Rideau Carleton, where you're located.
Yep.
When I was going to Carleton University in Ottawa, I used to work as a summer student at Rideau Carleton.
And your father, Claire, was a giant in this business, especially in the officiating end of things?
Yes, he was the director of judges for Canada at that time, because the judges worked for the Canadian Trotting Association. Yeah,
both breeds, too.
Yes, from all across Canada. And so I had grassroots training in the Ottawa Valley, and then I would travel around with my father in the summers to racetracks all over Ontario and Western Canada, Quebec, and so forth. So I certainly had a good scope of things that were taking place. And when I graduated from Carleton University in 1972, I then worked for my dad at our farm, and just in Kenmore, Ontario, just outside of Ottawa, and trained and broke yearlings and raced a few horses. And then one day I got a call from my dad, who was working for the Canadian Trotting Association, said, "Ted, they're developing a computer system up here, and I'm not sure they know exactly what they're doing. Do you think you could give them a hand?" So I said, "Well, sure." So I flew up to Toronto, and I met with Wes Bryant, who was the general manager, and he said, "Ted, the manual system's breaking down, and we have to convert to a computer system. And your dad tells me you're the man that's going to help us get that job done." So I basically got hired on the spot.
And this was back when?
That was in 1976.
Wow.
And it was in July of 1976. I had to bring in the hay before I left that. Just get all that hay in before you head for Toronto.
Oh, nice. That is a hard job. I've done that. It is tough work. And then not only that, and then you move to the computer end of things in this business, and that's back in the days when kids had, when you had computer cards with all the punch holes, correct?
Well, yes. We actually used to have with the machines from Singer Sewing Machine, and we had vans that drove around, and they sort of like created ticker tape. They were key punched, and then they would bring them in reels and run them through.
Wow.
And that's how they were loading race lines. So Wes Bryan's dream and vision, which came to fruition, was to do it all electronically, and using, of course, there was no internet in those days, but we had dedicated data pack lines, and we had field reps out there, and they would come in for training and as to how to do the data entry. But the first and most important thing was to create the database.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was two entities. There was the Canadian Standardbred Horse Society, which was the breed registry, the Canadian Trotting Association, which was the racing entity, and Wes and his perch could see that those two had to start working together.
Mm-hmm.
And my job was to be the manager of operations for the Canadian Trotting Association, start loading all that pedigree information and the ownership information, and then it, marrying it with the race line information from the Canadian Trotting Association. So for 11 years I worked for Canadian Trotting Association and got that system up and running, where we married the pedigree database with the racing database. And I was out promoting from coast to coast the electronic eligibility for racehorses, and we can get rid of race cards and eligibility cards.
Yeah.
Of course, there was a fear, Norm, from race secretaries that they would lose their power by this, but actually it increased their power and gave them a much more depth of inventory of horses.
Oh, yeah, and more knowledge at your disposal. First of all, it's not like harness racing people to fear change. I say with my tongue planted firmly in cheek. But you know what? That did lay the groundwork to something that I utilize each and every day as a handicapper, and that is TrackIt.
Right. TrackIt is a very relatively new thing, but a couple things had to take place before TrackIt came in. Of course, that was the Internet. And we had to bring the Canadian Trotting Association, the Canadian Standardbred Horse Society, into one entity, which became Standardbred Canada. And I would have to say that was my number one goal from the day I started working for Canadian Trotting Association. I worked for them for 11 years, and then subsequently 11 years with the Canadian Standardbred Horse Society. And ultimately, after 22 years, and with the direction of Sam Johnson and his cohorts, we ultimately had the merger under the auspices of the banner called Standardbred Canada. And then, and only then, did we start going forward.
That is very true. And it wasn't until there was a cohesive unit that, you're right, things did start moving forward. You're handing things over now to John Gallinger, and you leave him with, I think, a pretty full table of interesting projects. Canada One, for example, would be one of them. How do you and I realize it's you know, everybody wants to have rose-colored glasses when they think about the future of our sport. We all love it. Do you think that we're on the right track to righting the ship that is the sport of harness racing in 2010?
Well, first of all, the industry has to agree as to the environment they're operating in and the state of the industry. What is the state of the industry? And you talk to some people, and they're quite content with the way it is. And you talk to other people who said we need dramatic change. And those two sides have to get together and develop, first of all, a clear understanding of where we are, where is it we want to go, and what's the path to get us there. And this week, I've actually spent quite a bit of time in strategic planning sessions with John Gallinger, the new president and CEO, and the current management staff at Standardbred Canada, to sort of develop a bit of a template for that. As Standardbred Canada's strategic planning committee, its governance committee, and its bylaws committee are going to be spending 4 days of meetings in mid-June. So we're trying to develop some basic groundwork for them to start that process forward. Norm, it has to happen. We do no longer have a monopoly. We've been blessed with slots at racetracks in a significant number of provinces. But the interest in horse racing, and particularly standardbreds, is dwindling, or has dwindled, and we have to develop a plan to restore that.
In Vancouver, in D.C., they have pretty much a system now that reflects a lot of the recommendations, of the Sedinsky Report. In other words, having a management team that's sent to the tracks. Pretty easy to do when there's only two tracks, owned by one company. Do you really think that's practical going forward to try and help the industry here in Ontario in particular?
Well, Horse Racing Alberta was supposed to have the best model. The best model with being the board of directors representing all segments of horse racing, and they would also have representatives of the government sitting in their board, and they would also have just some pure business people who had no allegiance to horse racing at all, and that all of the money through the slots at racetracks would pour into Horse Racing Alberta, and they in turn, as an industry board, would determine how that money was spent.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, things have happened in Alberta that model really didn't get an opportunity to go forward. There was Stampede Park did not continue on with racing. Northlands Park did not really want to have much more horse racing, whether it be thoroughbred or standardbred. So Horse Racing Alberta put all their money on that new track just north of Calgary being built, and unfortunately it's still a phantom.
Yeah. Well, what does that say for... So what you're saying is you don't think that'll work here?
I just think it's going to be much more difficult to implement because, you know, we've got, you know, like four times as many racetracks,
right.
Five times as many racetracks, and in Ontario, and there's different situations. I mean, WEG is one big entity, as we all know,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of smaller tracks that are seasonal tracks, and then we have Great Canadian Gaming, and Great Canadian Gaming reports to shareholders, and shareholders
right.
looking for value. You know, what's the value of the stock today?
As do we here at Rideau, and I can tell you there's at least one track owner whom, if faced with the possibility of having the government send down managers to tell him how to run things, will gladly stand at the doors.
Yes. I don't think it's going to happen, but I could just go back to what I said earlier. People have to come to realization this industry, the way things are today, are not even close to where they were before. We've been blessed with our association with provincial governments in slots at racetracks, but, you know, how long will that last, and then what level would it last? The industry has to solidify, generate, and develop a strategic plan, and we have to have buy-in, and then we would implement it.
Okay, before you go, I've got a tape segment from a friend of yours, Jackson Whittup, who wants to pass along his best wishes.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for giving me a call, Norm. I certainly do, Chairman of Standard Bread Canada, and also as a friend of Ted and Deborah Smith, wish the two of them all the best of luck in retirement. He and Deborah are healthy, and they love to travel, and I expect they'll be doing a lot of that, and they have friends all over the world. So after 34 years in the industry, both with the Canadian Standard Bred Horse Society and then once the amalgamation of Standard Bred Canada, the industry owes Ted an awful big thank you. He's been a great innovator in a lot of the things that have happened, and especially at Standard Bred Canada. And I certainly wish them all the best and health and happiness and enjoy retirement, and it'll take them all over the world, I realize.
Some well and warm wishes, Ted, from a gentleman you've worked with for a long time, Jackson Whittup, who passes along his best to you. Let's leave it on a very positive note, Ted. We've got the open house today, as a matter of fact, on the Friday, the 28th, at Standard Bred Canada. And what happens when you wake up on day one of retirement? What's your plan?
Well, the first day of retirement officially will be this coming Monday, and I actually have two very, very close friends of mine over visiting from England, and they actually have come over for my retirement celebration. So I'll be enjoying them in our swimming pool, which we've used tremendously in this hot spell this weekend, and then I'll be taking them to the airport, and actually I'm heading down your way on Tuesday. I'm coming down to visit my 92-year-old aunt in Ottawa, and I'm going to a wedding on the weekend, so I might see you around Rideau Carlton.
Oh, you better. You better. We'll look forward to that. Ted Smith, thank you for all your years of service. We know that Harness Racing and Ted Smith will still be synonymous now that you're retiring, and all the best in the future. Enjoy your retirement. Have fun, and thank you, first of all, on a personal note, for giving me the opportunity to do this program over a year ago. Again, thanks for everything and all the best in the future.
Thanks very much, Norm.